Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Happy New Year. Blessed New Year to you. Thanks to the Most High God. God is good. He's awesome. He's great. We thank Him this morning for His mercy, His grace, His loving kindness, His sweetness, His protection, His healing, His joy. Oh, my God, we give God glory this morning for all that He's done. I was thinking this morning that I'm not in the hospital sitting at the bedside of my husband as I was last year. I am eternally grateful. And I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the living God. I am just so excited. I'm just on fire this morning, so grateful. Oh, God, our Father is good. Our Father is good. And, you know, we always think about what we want Him to do. Oh, but how often do we think about, Father, what is it that you have me to do for you? Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. What is it that I can do for you today? What is it that needs to be done and it has my name on it? And I know that I can do it because you have given me the power and the authority and been anointed to accomplish the task. What is it? Hallelujah. As a child of God, that I can do today to declare your glory. Hallelujah. I know a lot of you have been up and you're tired. For those who are able to join me at this hour, and even those who will tune in later, I thank God for you. I praise the Lord that you thought it kindly and thought, I'm humbled that you thought enough to just tune in to see what it was all about. It's a faith walk. These are pilot programs. It's going to be perfected. Oh, yes, it is being perfected. And it's going to make a great, great difference because we want to be able to change lives, impact lives through the power of prayer and reading God's word. There's nothing that we can do but follow the instructions given to us by the Almighty God. Amen. So we're going to do as we always do. We're just going to jump in and hear the word of the living God Almighty. Hallelujah. It's just nice to have friends that you can share the word with. Hallelujah. Hear from the sacred scriptures of the Almighty God. Let's just pray first. Father, thank you. We thank you for a new year. We don't know what it's about. We don't know what's going to take place, but you do. And so we're holding on to you, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We're holding on to you. Our eyes are looking up to you. We're putting our trust in you. The word says that if we put our trust in you, you will surround us as the mountains surround Jerusalem. Glory be to your name. So we thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you for this new year. Glorify you. We magnify you. We ask that you order our steps in your word, or let our steps be ordered in your word. Thank you that we're hiding all your words in our heart that we might not sin again. Thank you that you're our leaning post. Hallelujah. Thank you that we can rest and depend on you. We can trust your most holy word. We thank you for it. We glorify you. We magnify you. We ask that you fill our mouths with words, Almighty God. We thank you for daily wisdom, Lord God. We thank you for God for revival. reviving that which we counted as dead. Huh? Hallelujah. You bring moisture to the dry places. You make the crooked way straight. We thank you. Some of us feel that we're in age where we can do nothing, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we can. We're not looking at man over here, looking at man over there. We're lifting our eyes to you, Almighty God. Thank you for empowering us. There's some who's young and they think that they're too young. Almighty God, you use the young. And we thank you for keeping them encouraged, Almighty God. Oh, Almighty God, you see and you know all things. All the hidden sins indeed. Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, Almighty God. That we can live a life in this earth that will give you glory and bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening us. Thank you, Lord, for being our trust. Thank you, Lord, for being our hope. Thank you, Lord, that we can put our faith in you. Thank you for your faithfulness, Father, towards us. Thank you for your love, Almighty God. Oh, thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear, Almighty God, and a heart to obey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we hunger and thirst after righteousness, and we are filled. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us, that we can glorify you, Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you all for your glory, Almighty God. Thank you that we don't listen to man, but we listen to you. Oh, God, we know there are many with sheep's clothes, but they're wolves. Hallelujah. Thank you for the spirit of discernment. We thank you that we can discern right from wrong and good from evil. Thank you for fine-tuning it, Almighty God, that we're not deceived. Thank you for holy boldness, Almighty God. Thank you that we walk in love, Almighty God, loving those who did and will attempt to despitefully misuse us, despitefully abuse us, despitefully try to derail us. But thank you for your chariots of fire around us. Thank you that you fight for your people and you are defender of your people. Thank you that no weapon formed, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, for healing those that are sick. Thank you for a wonderful testimony they'll have that will give you glory. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for rescuing you physically and spiritually. Glory be to you. Thank you, Almighty God, for making ways of escape, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you for sending help more to your people. Hallelujah. We just lead them. Thank you that you speak when we're in a dry place. Thank you. You speak to us in the wonderful garden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Father. Thank you that you are mother to the mother, your husband to the women. Hallelujah. Bless your mother. Oh. Thank you for sanctification, righteousness, holiness. And it takes all of that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not ashamed to say glory. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. You may not count me blessed. Hey, you may turn your nose up at what I have. But it was given to me by my Father, and I am appreciative, and I am blessed. Have peace of mind. Glory. Hallelujah, Paul said, whatever state I find myself in, hallelujah, I am content, because I know who I am, and I know who I believe in. Glory be to God. Confidence, holy boldness, hallelujah. We thank you, our Father. Remember this nation, called in this nation, Almighty God. And we thank you for God in this nation, Almighty God. And those of us who know you, pray that we become bold and bold and able to stand and tell a dying world about a living God, the only and living God. Bless you, Almighty God. Thank you. Don't know where we'll go. Power. He created power. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He is sovereign, awesome, mighty. Oh, nothing is too hard for him. Great and awesome and mighty is our God. Bless your wonderful name. Okay. We're reading Psalms 1, and we're just going to read it in entirety. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners, gation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall pass. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. God's word is so good, and it gives wonderful instruction, and instruction is for good. I want to read 13. I just led to do that. 2 Chronicles 7:13. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal the land. Amen. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. God is so good. Just listen to what he's saying. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Then shall ye call upon me, and I will hearken. I'm sorry. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all, and I will be found of you, says the Lord. Think about some awesome words that we can carry into this year. God knows the thoughts that he thinks towards you. He does. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. It's just so good, and God is saying we can make it personal. It is personal. Your walk with God is personal. And the sacred scriptures, the Bible, have words of encouragement, words of healing, words that remind us of how much God loves us, who we are to him, and who he is to us. As we read his word, it builds up the real you. It leads you into righteousness and holiness. It shows you how we are to love God. And it tells us that we should be bold in him. Sound mind. My mom used to use the word stable. You have to be stable minded. And as we read the word of God, it cleanses, it strengthens us, evaporates doubt. And yes, there are people, oh my goodness, They are skilled in speaking, and they can convince you just about anything, some of them. But if you have the word of God in you, God opens, reveals his word to you, sometimes you just have to sit down and say, oh my God. I often pray that God remove all incorrect teaching that I may have or have had or have been taught, and understanding that I thought, well, some of the understandings that I thought or had were not correct. My emphasis on certain things, there are traditions of men and not of God. God is holy. If we seek him, he'll show us what is important to him. Not I think, I see, but what does the word say? Do it. I like history. And when you begin to church history, biblical history, pattern, King Solomon says nothing new under the sun, and glory be to God. You see it. But we want to please God. Those who say you're super religious, I don't know what all of that means. All I know is I have a relationship with God. And you see me, you may, when I praise the Lord, and I mean it from my heart. I mean it. I am not a secret agent. I'm not a secret agent. If he did for you what he's done for me, I have no problem saying praise the Lord. If I'm addressing a saint, and I said, praise the Lord. I don't know why. And I'm not interested, and I'm not being facetious, but I'm really not. Why you don't like it, why you think it's too much. but it's okay for you still to wagger between the world and the kingdom. Hmm. No, I don't have to say anything, and people should be able to decide my demeanor, by my character, my integrity, that is truth. But when I see a child of God and we're greeting one another, I certainly think we should be able to say, praise the Lord. God is good. Yes, he is. You may be going through a whole lot, but it does not negate the fact that God is good. And I'll declare it because it is truth. Hallelujah. Whatever my situation does not alter the fact that my God is good and he has blessed me. He has. I don't want to look like the world. He brought me out of it. Mm-mm. Now, that's just the new me. Well, it is the new me because it is the new creation. Behold, all things are new. Glory to God. It didn't just happen yesterday. I just encourage you, acknowledge him. Stop when you have a break and just sit somewhere or stand somewhere and tell him how good he is. And thank the Lord that he cares enough to hear you when you pray. Hallelujah. I don't want to look like the world. I don't want to act like the world. I am. This is a new year, according to the Gregorian calendar, and that calendar that we acknowledge. So this is a new year. This is a new day. I carry the old things over into the new. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, oh my God. Yes. So we're not going to talk about going to a new level. How about asking God to make sure that you ace the level that you own, that you have glorified him, that you have completed? And just what does it mean to go in God? Have you accomplished where you are? Certainly God knows the plans that he has for us. When we need to move, he will move us. When we are matured in the area, we're ready, he will send us. Hallelujah. But it's not about the cars and the material thing. Higher. It's about being rooted and grounded in him, bold enough to stand against all odds and declare the word of the Lord by your living, by your speaking, by your walk. Hallelujah. Determine that I am a child of God. I am a child of heaven, made in the image and the likeness of God himself, who has given me power and authority of the works of his hand. Hallelujah. Think about it. Think about who you are. You're a spirit housed in a body. Hallelujah. To work the plan and the purpose that the Lord God has set for you. Grow in him daily to accomplish the task that he has set before you, your destiny. To be empowered, not to show off, but to give God glory and to show the world. Show the world what it's like to be governed and loved by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory. Loving the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessing his name. Glory. Hallelujah. Our God is good. He's sweet. He's kind. He's loving. Yes, he is. But now I'm going to tell you, he corrects. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He has requirements. He has commandments. He has rules. Yes, he does. Yet he's not a God of chaos. He's a God of order. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he is to be reverent. Yes, he is. Oh, and one of my favorite scriptures is, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Hear this. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Now to him that is able. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, our God is able. Think about all that we can do for him and to glorify him in the earth. Bring glory to his most holy name. Glory. Hallelujah. Happy New Year. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Trust him. Know that he loves you. Know that he'll protect you. Know that he'll shield you from all harm and danger. Yes, he will. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Shalom. God bless. Happy New Year to you. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. I love you, but God loves you best. Have a strong, blessed, prosperous New Year. Yeshua, the Christ, the Son of the living God. God bless you. Amen.